Good morning to everyone in church this morning. It's good to see you all here, and especially those mums and dads who have come to be part of the service this morning, because as you know, this is our annual holiday club service. And a welcome to those of you who are looking in the internet. It's good that you're here as well. And I especially said I'd welcome Shan, who's been looking in, I think, this morning. So welcome to you, and I think Craig might be looking in too. So I said I would give you a shout out, so there you've got a shout out, those of you who are looking in on the internet. It's great to have this service, which is going to be run completely by the King's Club, or not the King's Club, but by the club, the Holiday Club. And it means that the form of the service means that you've got to participate, because you now become part of Luke Street. So I'm going to hand over now to the leaders and to the children, and we're going to have a great service together this morning.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the service today. As you know, we've been doing the Holiday Club all week. It's called Streetwise. It's been a brilliant week we've had with the kids and all the young leaders who've been involved. The theme is Have Faith. It's been threading through the Holiday Club every day. It's about trust, belief in goodness, the trustworthiness and reliability of Jesus, the faith that causes change and seeks a greater understanding of God. And some of the praise songs we've been singing this week have been absolutely fantastic. Probably one of the best praise songs I've heard in all the years I've been doing it. They're really infectious, and I guarantee you every one of you will be singing them. You'll be humming them in your head as we leave here today, because we've been singing them all week as well. And we're going to hand over now to the Streetwise Dance Company. These are the girls who are going to do a warm-up. The Holiday Club every day, we started with a warm-up, some exercises. So a wee bit cold in the church today, I think, so I think we all need to warm up. So hopefully we're all suitably warmed up now. I'd like to be seated. Definitely something to think about, Albert, for the service every week, just to get people warmed up. So we're just going to have to say a prayer now, ask Kayleigh to come forward, and we'll do our opening prayer.
Let us pray. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we worship you. We glorify your holy name. You have made known your grace, your truth by Jesus Christ, our Saviour and Lord. Give us help to live by your Spirit and truth, and give us peace and joy. Open our hearts to experience the joy of worship and praise. Lord, we thank you for the gift of music and singing. We praise your voices and sing. Praise to you, O Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
So we're going to sing a praise song now. This is one of the songs we've been singing all week. And there's actions with the songs as well. So adults, if you feel you want to join in with the actions, feel free. These songs, I'll get you dancing the aisles, I'll guarantee you. So we're going to sing God's Love is Big. So if everybody wants to stand up.
So that gives you a wee flavour of one of the songs. There's more to come. Are you exhausted? Monday morning, we were exhausted. Everybody, can you come and join us in the front here? You're kind of away. I know we usually have. During the week, we have team names, so they would all sit in their team name corners. So that's why we're all kind of over in the corner. Do you want to come and sit in this area here? And then we'll tell everyone what we've been doing all week. Everybody wants to see your beautiful, handsome faces. Look, what a good crowd. Right, and this is only a wee drop. You know, we had more. Some people can't come on Sundays, but that's fine. So we've got a good bunch here. So do you want to all stand up? Right, let's see who's here. Is Molly's mini-mart here?
Yay!
Molly's here. Is Beth's boutique here?
Yay!
Peg's Pet Shop, are they here?
Is
Kayleigh's candy store here?
Woo!
And are Craig's cafe here?
Yeah!
See, they were the quietest all week. Now they're the loudest. Well done. We've had a wee bit of role reversal there. You've all been practicing. Well done. So every morning we would come in and introduce all the groups and make sure everyone had been here. Monday morning it was kind of... By Friday, they were all jumping and screaming and we couldn't shut them up. But never mind, that's good. That's what we want everybody to feel familiar and good about the place. So, we're going to tell everyone what we were talking about. So, think way back to Monday. That was a week ago. So, what happened on Monday? What were we talking about on Monday? Right, we need to talk in the microphone this time, Johnny, because... See that, no pressure anybody, but there's a camera up there and we're broadcasting to the world and we have people online who are listening. So I think we should wave to a good streetwise wave to our online listeners. What do you think? Make them feel included. Right, Johnny, what was day Monday? Oh, you tell us. Monday, what was that about?
Sick house.
The sick house, that's right. Can anyone remember what happened at the sick house? Oh, Johnny.
I think it was Simon's stepmum got mother-in-law. Whoops. Simon's mother-in-law fell ill, so they got Jesus in, and he blessed her, and she got up and made dinner.
Perfect. I like we got Jesus in. I like that. So Jesus came along, and they asked Jesus to come and help heal Simon's mother-in-law, and he did. Didn't we hear that? And then we heard some other stories of healing that we experienced in India, of people who had been healed, and also in Bowness about people who had been healed from different sicknesses that they've had. What was the second day we had? Anyone remember? I'll give you a clue. Oh.
The crowded house.
The crowded house. Well done, Jack. Can you remember what the crowded house was about?
Well, the Simon's friends were. Well, Simon told people that Jesus healed Simon's mother-in-law, so all the sick people came into the house, and Jesus healed them all.
Well, that's right. People were all standing in the house. And remember, there was a man who was paralysed and he had all his friends. Remember that story? And everybody came. And what did they do with the roof?
They made a hole in the roof and took him through the hole so he could get healed.
That's right. And we were talking. And that guy, he was paralysed and he was healed. And Jesus healed him. So, what was the third house? I've got it written down here. I'm a wee bit of a cheat. I'm just relying on you all remembering. What was the... What? The rich house. Well done. Anyone remember the story of the rich house? Oh.
Yeah, Kayla can do it. This woman had expensive perfume, and that's all she cherished. So, when a rich man invited Jesus to his house for a dinner, she came and he thought that she was... better than the rich people.
Well, he never thought they were better, but because she had come with the most expensive perfume that she could afford, she was just as important as the rich people who were in the house, and she spread Jesus' feet with perfume and then wiped it off with her hair. That's right. Well done. Fourth house. Can anyone remember what the fourth house was? Anyone over here remember what the fourth house? Gabe?
I don't really know.
Oh, can't remember. The leader's house. Oh, were you done? Right, you tell us about the leader's house.
Can't remember.
Lazarus.
Huh? This man and his daughter was really ill, and he went away to get Jesus, and they said it's too late because she's dead, and Jesus came anyway and rose her from the dead.
That's right, and Lazarus's daughter was raised from the dead, and in India, and some of us were going, but how can that possibly be? How can you raise people from the dead? And we all thought, we had doubts about that. And then we were sharing a story about in India when that actually did happen, that because people have so much faith and they believe in God and Jesus and everything that they do, that a man did, it was actually raised from the dead. Fifth house. That was only Friday, so we should remember Fridays.
The guest house.
The guest house. Can you remember what happened in the guest house? Mary and Martha, can we remember what happened there? I take it we were all tired by the time Friday came. Mary and Martha, remember Mary and Martha was complaining because Jesus came to Mary and Martha's house and Mary went and sat down beside Jesus and listened to everything that he was saying. And Martha was like, oh, I've got to do the dishes, I've got to do my tovering, I've got to do my... And I can hear myself, remember we were thinking, sometimes we hear ourselves in Martha's story because we all go, oh, I'm too busy to help out, I'm too busy to come to the holiday club, I'm too busy to do this, I'm too busy to do that, too busy to come to church. But actually, what we were thinking about is if we put God at the centre of our lives, then anything else is actually easier. I was sharing a wee story I remember when I was in the guides and I was wanting to leave and I really wanted to leave the guides and I'm too busy to do the guides and I can't cope. And then when I left, but I wanted to do something that was more biblically based. So I left the guys and then the week later I joined the Anchor Boys and I'm thinking, oh my goodness, what am I doing? How am I going to fit that in? But actually, because I felt I was in the right place, it all worked out. And that's kind of what we were thinking about over the last week, is faith, to have faith in what Jesus tells us, to love each other, remember, through the friendship that the paralysed man was having, to help each other. And most importantly, what were we thinking about on Friday as well, that we've got to listen and pray. In all our busyness, we were busy packing everything at the holiday club, but we also had to remember to listen to God and to pray. And we did that through a teaspoon, didn't we? Can anyone remember what your teaspoon prayer was?
TSB, thanks. T is for thanks.
Sorry. T was for thanks.
Sorry.
S was for sorry. And the P was for? Who have I not asked?
Please.
Please. So we have to thank God, we have to say sorry, and we have to ask, we have to say please. So that's kind of an overview of what the Holiday Club, what we're learning about the Holiday Club. We're going to now give you a wee insight of some of the videos that we watched. So you can sit back, come and sit down here. And at this time, we were all knackered because we had been doing our dancing and our singing. So we just used to lie on the ground and sit and watch the film. So you can do that too. Kick off your shoes, sit back.
There was a very sad house in Luke Street. Inside, there lived an old lady, and she was very ill in bed. She was hot and sticky and couldn't swallow. It was even painful to lie in bed. Suddenly, there was a lot of shouting outside. It made the old lady's head ache even more than ever. The door opened with a bang, and in rushed her daughter. "You've got a visitor, Mum," she called. It was Jesus. Peter was with him because this was Peter's house. Peter's wife said to Jesus, "Please, please make my mother better." Jesus quietly told the fever to go away. 1 minute, the old lady had a hot fever, and the next minute, it had gone. Although she was an old lady, she jumped out of bed straight away. And she cooked supper for them all. That evening, crowds of other sick people came looking for Jesus. Those who were blind were led by their friends. Those who were ill in bed were carried, bed and all. The crippled people used sticks. They all squashed into the old lady's house so that Jesus could make them well too. She had never had so many visitors before. There were ill people all over the place. Jesus touched each one and he made everybody better. No one was left out. All the doctors had a holiday. Everyone said, "Jesus can help anyone." 3 cheers for Jesus! Once there was a man who was so ill that he couldn't walk. He'd been to lots of doctors, but they couldn't make him better. One day, 4 friends rushed in to see him. They were looking very excited. "We're going to take you to Jesus," they said. They picked up the mattress on which he was lying. One man held each corner. They carried him carefully because he was so ill.
"Please hurry,"
poor man croaked.
"I don't want Jesus to go away before we get there."
They bumped up and down the road, and they passed lots of ill people who were all going to see Jesus.
"Will Jesus help me as well as all these people?"
the man asked.
"I haven't been very good."
Suddenly they saw a little girl skipping and singing at the top of her voice.
"Jesus has made me walk," she shouted.
The man's friend said, "Look at that girl. Jesus never turns anyone away." Oh dear. When they got to the house where Jesus was staying, they couldn't get in because of the huge crowd. But they were very clever friends, and they had an idea. Up the stairs to the flat roof they went very slowly. They began to make a hole in the roof. "Hello, everyone." Soon they were right through and they could see Jesus. The friends lowered the man right down to Jesus. The crowd was cross. Well, they were covered in dust. But Jesus didn't mind a bit of dust. Very gently he said, "All the wrong things you've done are forgiven." The people were very surprised, for they thought that Jesus would make the man walk. But Jesus had done something even harder than that. He'd forgiven the man for all the wrong things he'd ever done. Then, to show everyone that the man was forgiven, Jesus said, "Up you get. Pick up your bed and go home." Straight away, he got up, picked up his bed and went home, cheering God all the way.
"Look at me, I can turn cartwheels, bend me knees and wriggle me toes. Look at what Jesus has done for me. Look at what Jesus has done for me,"
he called to everyone he saw. A lady hid in the shadows and watched Jesus. She was all by herself because she had done a lot of bad things and nobody liked her. She thought that Jesus looked tired. He'd walked a long way along a hot, dusty road. Jesus was trying to talk to all the people, but a rich, fat man called Simon kept interrupting.
"Come and have a meal in my house, my man," he commanded Jesus. And Jesus went to his house. The lady followed.
"Oh, I wish I could ask Jesus to my house," she thought. "But I'm too bad, and my house isn't good enough for Jesus."
She only owned one precious thing, and that was hanging safely around her neck. It was a bottle of expensive perfume. In Simon's house, there were lots of good things to eat. There were dates and grapes and cakes and pies.
"Sit over there,"
Simon ordered Jesus. He didn't give Jesus any water to wash the dust away or kiss him in welcome. Simon's rich friends were there, and they were laughing at Jesus behind his back. The lady crept in. There was a crowd of people in the house, but only Jesus noticed her. He smiled at her.
"Jesus is smiling at me," she thought.
She came close to Jesus. She felt so sorry for the bad things she had done that she started to cry. Her tears fell on Jesus' feet. Everyone went, "Ooh," and "Ah," and said, "What a terrible woman." She didn't have a towel. What could she do? She wiped Jesus' feet with her lovely long hair. She even kissed his feet and poured her precious perfume all over them.
"He's letting that wicked woman touch him," "Ugh," said Simon. "He ought to know better."
Jesus looked at Simon. "You asked me into your house so that you could show off to your friends," he said. "This lady has done much more for me than you ever have," he said. "Her love for me will never be forgotten. Because she's done lots of bad things, she needs lots of my love," said Jesus. Jesus said to her, "All the wrong things you've done are now forgiven, so let's forget about them."
"Who does he think he is?" said Simon's friends. "Going around forgiving people?"
But Jesus said to the lady, "Go home to your house and be happy."
Some of the films we watched as the week went on, the next film that we're going to watch has been filmed and edited by Lewis, and it's of you. Now, you haven't even seen this film, so that should be a laugh. So this is just to give you, again, a flavour of what we've done over the week, how excited they were. They weren't always, I can assure you, ever as quiet as this. Never. Through the whole week. So we're going to give you a little flavour of what we did during the week.
What did the mummy Blue say to the baby Blue when she found him playing with a pin?
"We don't know. What did the mummy Blue say to the baby Blue when
he was
playing with a pin?"
"You've let me down. You've let your father down. And most of all, you blow yourself down."
That's
intelligent. Fantastic. Right, we're going to do some games now. You've seen some games on the screen there, but we're actually going to do a live game today. So can I get teams to get ready? We're going to do it all together, so just split yourself into three teams. Leaders, if you can organise that for me. We're going to sing again. Another one of the songs is called One Way Jesus. It's a great song with actions. So if we can do One Way Jesus now.
Jesus Jesus left the synagogue and went to the home of Simon. Now Simon's mother-in-law was suffering from high fever, and they asked Jesus to help her. So he bent over her, rebuked the fever, and it left her. She got up at once and began to wait on them. When the sun was setting, the people brought to Jesus all who had various kinds of sickness, and laying his hands on each one, he healed them. Moreover, demons came out of many people, shouting, "You are the Son of God." But he rebuked them and would not allow them to speak, because they knew he was the Christ. At daybreak, Jesus went out to a solitary place. The people who were looking for him, and when they came to where he was, they tried to keep him from leaving them. But he said, "I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God to the other towns also, because that is why I was sent." And he kept on preaching in the synagogues of Judea.
At the home of Martha and Mary, as Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what he said. But Martha was distracted by it all and preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do all the work myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but only one thing is needed. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her."
Amen. Hey, we're going to sing again, so the congregation got up standing this time. You had a seat the last one. We want you to join in the actions this one.
Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for all... Lord, we thank you for the world you have placed us in, for the universe whose vastness is revealed in the blue depths of the sky, the sweet smell of flowers and the sounds of streams and swelling seas, and all that you provide us with every day. Help us to appreciate and enjoy the many gifts you give us freely. Lord, we have so much in others. Fellow brothers and sisters have so little. Help us, Lord, to share and have compassion for each other, to pray for one another. And we ask for your healing touch to be with the countries of the world where there is war, famine, and a sense of despair. Lord, you are the only... You are the owner of everything, riches, knowledge, wisdom, power, joy, and love. May your healing and providing hand be with everyone all over the world. Amen.
Can we continue to worship God now, and we'll uplift our offering, eh? So the young people are going to uplift the offering for us today.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, be with us here today as we thank you for the chances and opportunities we have been given these past few weeks, and for the many friends we have made along the way. We would also like to thank you for the gifts of joy, the gift of laughter, the gift of song, the gift of dance and fun. But most importantly, Father, we would like to thank you for the gift of life, as it gives us a chance to come together and expand your kingdom as one. We thank you together, Lord. Amen.
One of the songs this week talks about Jesus being a superhero, and evermore we need this world. We need Jesus to be our superhero. There's so many people think they're heroes and role models in this world. So this song talks about Jesus being our superhero. And again, there's great actions to this song, as you can imagine, like the Superman type thing. So if we can all be upstanding, we're going to sing Jesus, our superhero song. Okay, so as again you saw in the video that Lewis did, what we did every day, so we're going to show you a couple of life challenges now. The challenge every day was something normally to do with food, I kind of challenge. So today, with 60 young people, I'm going to do the donut challenge. So leaders, can you organise? Six, please. Six for the challenge. We're going to sing again. One of the songs is called Rainbow. One of the songs we did this week, so if you all want to stand up for this one, there's actions again. Every day, he's the only way.
Heavenly Father, I thank you. I thank you for this week. I thank you for your continual support to us. I thank you for the times when we are feeling difficult that we can rely on you. Life is not easy. We hear in the papers every day about young people who are not so good, the troubles down in England. But we thank God every day for the young people that we have here who are doing good things. And we pray that that goes above the not so good things that we hear about young people. We thank you for the opportunity to share your love to these young people every day last week. We thank you that that won't end. We pray that that won't end. That as they go through school, as they go through jobs, that they know that there's a place here for them. That we'll start groups and Bible studies for them so they can learn more about your word. We pray this. We thank you for each leader. I know I've picked out some names today, but every single person is important to you. Every single person. And we thank you for that. Be with us now as we go to our families and friends and help us not forget the things that we've learned this week. Help us to be strong for you, to be dependent of, to be independent and talk of you, to have the courage to talk of you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks, Lewis. And we're going to sing our final hymn now. So this song is I Am Not Forgotten, Jesus Knows My Name. Brilliant hymn to finish with. It's got traditional music within it. It's got an Eastern type Indian feel to it and a modern type rap as well. And I can assure you, you'll be dancing the aisles to this song as we do our final hymn. So we can upstand for our final hymn.
For those of you who thought the shuffle was a wee bit familiar, that's the Nelson Mandela shuffle. I learned that when I was in South Africa. A big thank you to everyone today. And those of you who really enjoyed the Holiday Club, can I remind you, you can come back next Sunday and join the King's Club. And some of the teenagers were delighted. I'm sure Martha would be delighted to get your support and your help in the club on a Sunday morning. So if that's something you're interested in, speak to Martha before you leave this morning. But remember, the boys and girls, it'd be great to see you next Sunday. Come at 10:30 and be part of the King's Club. And we would love to see you. And we would love to see all of you back again next Sunday morning. Tonight, there's a service on at 6:30. And I'm going to be talking about God's promises and how we can trust God and how we can engage with faith and have a faith in our lives that really helps us to connect with our everyday issues and problems. So I'm going to be talking about that this evening from 6:30 to 7:30. A great little fellowship time. So please come along and enjoy the evening service at 6:30. And with that, keep in mind, look at the webpage during the week. There's always new things going up there. That will keep you informed about the things that's going to be happening over the next few months. But can I make another plea? Remind you that I'm looking for 10 homes because we're going to start cell groups up in the church September and October. I'm needing 10 people to volunteer their homes to say, I'll take a group. And then I'm looking for all of you to start thinking about, I'm going to go to a group. I'm going to make an attempt this time and go to a group and be part of a cell group. So please keep that in mind. You're getting plenty of notice. You're being encouraged to think about it. And it will be starting in September. And we'll finish with a blessing. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit rest and abide with you now and always. Amen.